First Family, written by David Balducci, and read by Ron McClarty. Prologue. Her footsteps were unhurried. Down the street, making one left, a two-block straightaway, and then a slight right. There was a pause at one intersection, a longer stop at another, just from habit, really. The radar in her head showed no danger, and her pace picked up. There were people around, though the hour was late, but they never saw her. She seemed to ease by like a breeze, felt, but never seen. The three-story cinder block building was right where it had always been, stuck between a high-rise on the left and a concrete shell on the right. There was security, of course, but it was basic, not the best. A typical package. It would slow down a journeyman for a few minutes, a pro for much less. She selected a window in the back of the building instead of breaking in the front door. These entry points were almost never wired. She popped the swivel latch, slid up the window, and wriggled through. The motion detector was handled with ease. She was humming as she did it. Yet it was a nervous hum. She was getting close to it. What she was here for. And it scared the hell out of the lady. Not that she would ever admit that. The file cabinet was locked. She cracked a smile. "You're really making me work here, Horatio." 5 seconds later, the drawer slid open. Her fingers skimmed over the file tabs, alphabetical, which left her smack in the middle of the pack, something she'd never considered herself to be. Her fingers stopped skipping and curled around the file. It was a thick one. She'd never doubted it would be. She obviously wasn't a mere 10-page head case. A lot more trees had fallen because of her. She pulled it free and glanced at the copier on the work table. "Okay, here we go." Horatio Barnes was her shrink, her mind guru. He'd convinced her to enter a psych hospital a while back. The only mystery that voluntary incarceration had solved was one that did not involve her problems at all. Later, good old Horatio had hypnotized her, taking her back to her childhood, as any shrink worth his sheepskin invariably does. The session apparently had revealed many things. The only problem was that Horatio had decided not to fill her in on what she'd told him. She was here to correct that little oversight. She slid the pages in the feeder and hit the button. One by one, the events of her life whooshed through the heart of the Xerox machine. As each fresh piece of paper was catapulted into the catch bin, her heart rate seemed to increase by the same single-digit measure. She put the original file back in the drawer, popped a rubber band around her copy, and held it in both hands. Constituting only a few pounds, its weight still threatened to sink her through the floor. Out the same way, her boots made a clunking sound as they kissed asphalt. She walked calmly back to her SUV, a breeze again, invisible. Nightlife going on all around here. They never saw her. She climbed in her ride, revved the engine. She was ready to go. Her hands played over the steering wheel. She wanted to drive, always loved to rip her 8 cylinders down some new road to where she didn't know. And looking through the windshield, she didn't want new. She desperately wanted things to be the way they were. She glanced at the file, saw the name on the first page, Michelle Maxwell. For a moment, it didn't seem to be her. In those pages was someone else's life, secrets, torments. Issues. The dreaded word. It seemed so innocuous. Issues. Everyone had issues. Yet those 6 letters had always seemed to define her, breaking her down into some simple formula that still no one seemed capable of understanding. The SUV idled, kicking carbon into an atmosphere already